You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes. The Echoes podcast is made possible in part by Richard Leo Johnson, whose latest release is called Celeste. Richard Leo Johnson uses extended techniques and a theremin guitar to explore themes of alien abduction in this instrumental Americana of the imagination. Richard Leo Johnson's Celeste is available from all online retailers. Brian Reitzel is in his Los Angeles studio, where he works as a film composer and music supervisor. So it makes sense that when he came to produce his own album, he would have a cinematic ear.
Almost every track on the record has a visual key, you know, just because I'm so used to working with picture, and I love being immersed in the whole room, you know what I mean? So I like the whole experience. I also find that if I would put on a certain movie like Spirit of the Beehive, which is this just gorgeous 70s Spanish film that just has a unique sort of golden texture to it, then when the musicians would be playing in here, that was a way to keep them more in line with what I was trying to do musically. They could look up at the screen and get some sort of inspiration from that.
If you've seen movies like Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation or The Bling Ring, or watched TV shows like Hannibal, then you've caught the work of Brian Reitzel. He's a composer steeped in both contemporary pop and avant-garde music, especially the work of Japanese film and classical composer Toro Takemitsu.
It's funny, you know, growing up, you know, my hero was like John Bonham or something. But as I've gotten older, it's now like Toro Takemitsu. And it's really interesting. If you look at a movie like Woman of the Dunes, he was doing those, you know, sort of Penderesky horror kind of string harmonic glisses and things that you know, we all think of The Shining as being the horror movie that did that first. But really, Takemitsu actually put it in a movie first.
That work plays out in Reitzel's original score for Hannibal.
There is something wrong with you. I think you're still sick.
I'm really into sound, and so with Hannibal, it gives me the opportunity to kind of use that, you know, sensibility of anything is an instrument. You know, I recorded water droplets. I recorded, you know, the plastic tube that I scrunch up and down as Hannibal Lecter is shoving an ear down Will's throat. But I tried to bring out that tubular sound of someone's throat. There's no synthesizer that was going to give me that, so I happen to have that tube that I bought for my daughter Hazel, which is sitting in my toolbox, and I pulled it out, and it's like, that is perfect.
The sounds of Hannibal aren't for the faint-hearted or Brian Reitzel's pet border collie.
Uh-oh, John, sorry, hang on one second. They're cool, but they're like workaholics. They don't stop. They're very busy. And apparently have very good hearing. And this is the worst place for a dog. I mean, you've heard Hannibal. It's the worst place for a dog with sensitive ears to be.
Brian Reitzel has been a music professional since he played drums in the punk rock group Red Cross. But even though there's plenty of percussion in Hannibal, he's never been just a drummer. His debut solo album, Auto Music, is nothing if not rhythm-driven. It's a project that began nearly 10 years ago with the opening track, Last Summer.
I had done the song Last Summer about, you know, years before. And that song, when I would listen to it, it was like having the windows down, driving near the ocean, you know, the sun was blaring. And that made me think about soundtracking my drives in Los Angeles in a way.
This musically driving sound is derived from one of Brian Reitzel's loves, German electronic music from the 1970s. In particular, bands like Neu, Can, Harmonia, and Kraftwerk. These groups created a kinetic, trance-like sound that appealed to Reitzel the first time he heard it in a Bay Area record shop.
Momentum. I mean, really, and I loved the drums. I loved the sound of the drums. I loved the sound of the guitar. You know, that band for me is completely like something that's in motion. It's moving, and I love the way it feels. I love the way it sounds. It's got that whole German post-war trip going on.
Reitzel took this approach to several songs on Auto Music. One of the elements that makes Auto Music so exhilarating is that it's all actually played. You have to remember that in the 1970s, there were no computers in live music. Drums were pounded, keyboards were stroked, guitars were strummed, and knobs were twiddled. While Brian Reitzel played many of the instruments on Auto Music, he wasn't the only musician. Guitarist Kevin Shields from My Bloody Valentine is on the first song, and other musicians jammed throughout the album.
Auto Music 1 and Auto Music 2 were and Gowdy were mostly just built on top of the drums. And then Dave Palmer and Roger Manning, who were part of my kind of Neu group, they improvise total, you know, bitches brew style.
Brian Reitzel is currently planning a release of his Hannibal score as well as a soundtrack for a computer game called Watch Dogs. His solo album is Auto Music on Small Town Supersound Records in Norway. It's a screaming ride down the electronic highway, although one which may be a bit off the main roads. But Reitzel doesn't care. He's only making it for a certain select group of listeners.
Just freaks like myself.
I think that includes us. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.